Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The weather is just starting to warm up a bit, and our collective sap is starting to rise. Now, if you feel like taking on a few little projects in the kitchen, it's a good time to start baking. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you've got some timely tips for our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everybody's scared to bake. This whole thing about, you know, cooking's an art, baking's a science thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess that, you know, that's kind of true. But I mean, I think there are some subtleties that you really need to pay attention to when you're baking to get some really good results.
Okay.
The first one, I think, is you have to pay attention to the temperature. If the recipe calls for room temperature butter and room temperature eggs and those types of things, they need to be room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cold butter, obviously, if you're trying to make a pastry crust, it's got to be cold, you know, so paying attention to the temperature is important. I mean, when you're trying to say, let's cream together sugar and butter for your cookies,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what you're doing is these sharp sugar crystals are cutting or slicing air pockets into the butter. And that those air pockets are what gives your cookies, your cake, pastry, whatever you're making, this light, airy texture. And if you try to do it with cold butter, the results are very different and you get a much more dense cookie.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I want to stress is make sure you take each step of the recipe to completion. So in other words, back to creaming butter. It's supposed to get very light and fluffy, and that takes a little while.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop early, once again, you're not gonna win. On the flip side, when something says mix till just combine, they mean that, okay? Like over-mixing of doughs is another tragedy. So like mixing until just combine, you just really until it's combined and you wanna stop. I mean, you just don't wanna do those things.
Mm-hmm.
So paying attention to those things also, I think, will get you much better results. Obviously, most everything we're talking about is baking is in the oven. And the tragedy with your oven is it may not be calibrated correctly.
Exactly.
You know, so you may set it at 350, but it may be at 380 or it could be at 320. So get yourself an oven thermometer. They're not expensive. These oven-proof thermometers, they hang on the rack. And this way, when you set your oven to 350, you can look in there and see the temperature. And if it's not 350 on the thermometer, you can adjust accordingly. Because a lot of these recipes are, the temperatures are selected so that you get cooking all the way through with really nice browning, right, on the outside. And so too hot an oven will get you burned outside before cooked in the middle. Too cold an oven, you'll never get that nice brown texture. So keep an eye on the temperature and check the temperature in your oven. Another thing is, to speak of that, always bake in the center of your oven. And always turn at least one time when you're baking.
Really?
So, you know, I usually divide the time the recipe says into threes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn, so you'll put it in, you'll turn it after the third of the time is over. And that also gives you the opportunity to see how it's looking, if you think it's going to be on the right time. And then I turn it again. And then I'll really have a good feeling for maybe it's only a couple more minutes or maybe it's going to be a bit longer. But mm-hmm. that'll give you even color all around, and that's important. Another thing is parchment paper should become your BFF.
No kidding.
And a good spray or a lot of butter is important. I spray the cookie sheet first, lay the parchment down, and flatten it onto the spray, and then spray it again or butter it.
Mm-hmm.
And that will get you, that even helps cook things more evenly than the metal.
I think if people could incorporate these simple things into their baking, they'll really improve their game.
That's right. And we'll take deliveries of any cookies or cakes you want to show off.
And we'll put this on the website.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.